Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, the after show's on. Today's Thursday. It's July the 6th, and we're trying to catch up on like the regular week. I forgot breakfast this morning. And
yeah, I didn't even eat breakfast either.
I didn't either.
None of us. We should go out to eat.
Let's go right
now.
Where would we go as a group?
Taco Bell.
Cracker Barrel.
Okay. I'm good for both.
Because I just thought of like a massive big breakfast.
I was thinking about a quesadilla.
I'm not ready for lunch yet.
I'm telling you, the big old pancakes with the walnuts in it. What are they called? No, pecan. The pecan pancakes.
I like the fruit stuff on top.
The butter pecan. What are you doing your hands like that for?
I'm ready for a quesadilla.
He's rowing
his boat. I'm imagining a quesadilla in my hands.
In both hands around your chest? Is that where you carry them?
Well, I mean, you have to hold it
up like
this.
Oh, you're thinking of big old pecans? Do you call them pecans?
Pecans?
Let me
pecans.
See your pecans.
Let me see your walnuts.
Oh. Pecans.
I don't want to see a... What, walnuts?
Oh, that sounds wrong.
I think you're talking about something else.
Well, give me the idea of the reference of you juggling your breasts.
I'm not doing that.
You just did
that.
I didn't. I was holding up a quesadilla.
Oh, now that he
because they're
kind of
big. You have to hold them up with both hands. You can't just hold up a quesadilla with one hand. It's going to flop on both sides. So you got to hold it up with both.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to lie on the after show. This is supposed to be the unfiltered after show.
I'm not lying about anything.
So you mentioned Taco Bell, and I had this memory. I was really tired yesterday, and we had the cheat meal. We talked about this on the full show. So I pull up at Taco Bell, and there's a girl at the window, and she likes my car. And she says, oh, I love your car. And I'm like, yeah, you know, like it's nice. I said, yeah, I need to wash it. It's not really as clean as it should be. And she said, you got room in there? And I said, yeah, come on in. I was saying it being Brandon stupid, thinking she was making a joke.
Well, how old is she?
Probably about, I don't know, 19 or 20.
Oh, okay. My God.
So stupid Brandon makes that reference, thinking she was making a reference to that. And then I realize she was talking about how much space is on the interior of the car.
Like how many it would seat?
Like how, is there room like for people in the back seat?
When did you realize that you messed up?
Oh, about 10 seconds after I did it, maybe 5 seconds. So automatically, I'm like, oh my gosh. Here I am, 40-year-old married guy with almost an 8-year-old child.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be flirting with somebody because I'm just not.
Yeah.
But the idea that I said it in that moment, and then I started thinking, what if she thinks I said that being not me? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So then it's like you start to overcorrect it.
Yes.
Oh, it was the most awkward, awful moment.
I just would kill to have the video of your face as soon as like she shut the window to like whatever, run your card or whatever, right after you said it. I would have loved to see your face because I bet you were talking out loud. Number one, were you in the car by yourself?
By myself.
Full disclosure, I'm going to ask you a question.
I'll tell you the truth.
Did you say anything out loud to yourself?
After that moment?
Yes.
No, I don't think because she didn't really close the window all the
way. Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were like, dang it.
So in my mind, I was doing all of that. Oh, idiot, stupid, what the? I was cussing myself.
Yeah.
Because like I legitimately was trying to be like I would be on the radio with you guys.
Yeah, just silly.
Just being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking, well, what if she doesn't think I'm being stupid? Like, what if she doesn't even get it? And then I realized she's not even talking about that.
Right.
She's talking about something completely different.
So then you were worried about like, great, now this younger girl thinks I'm coming on to her.
Right. And then I had to think like, my child says it's there's not much room back there.
So you had to try and correct it, didn't you?
And my wife, who's beautiful. I mean, you know, it was,
right.
Well, it was payback for what you made me do yesterday when I had to call the nudist colony by myself.
Son of a, it is payback.
It is.
Karma hurts, doesn't it?
Maybe that's what it was. Because guys, I felt so stupid.
Did you tell Leslie about it?
I didn't think about it until today.
She'll give you a look. It'll be funny.
I don't think it's even worth telling her.
No, she'll call her right now.
No,
we need to tell her
No, we're not going to tell her that.
We have to call her.
No, we're
Let
not.
Her
you
just hear the podcast.
You made me call a nudist colony yesterday.
But here's the thing. Like, you know how my wife is. Like, what if she thinks, chop the microphone.
I didn't mean to do that.
What if she thinks that I was flirting? Because I really wasn't. But then, like, how do I explain? Oh, I just told a girl to get in the car.
Yeah,
well, but
it's a lose,
she
lose.
Knows you, and you do say stuff like that.
Come on in.
Yeah, like without even both, all of us do.
That sounds like either I'm hitting on her type thing or a grandpa thing.
Right, and I like legitimately, I was meaning it like silly grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
But what if she took it the wrong way?
Go hop on in. Bring the Taco Bell with you. Let's go.
Do I get a discount?
And see, now here's the worst part about it. is I will continue to think about it now. Now that we've addressed it, I will continue to think about it.
Yep.
I think what you need to do now is go back to the Taco Bell.
You know what?
Yeah.
I've got Taco Bell's number right
it's
now.
It's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So let me go back through my notes on other things that have happened this morning. David had the idea that he wanted to make sure to send nudity and show nudity to Rodney Poff.
Everyone that's come in today, he's like, hey, you want to see my naked uncle?
It's not been everybody. We've only had Rodney come into the studio.
But you showed him your naked uncle.
We all brought it up and thought it would be funny.
I didn't watch it.
I
didn't.
You watched it yesterday.
I watched a little snippet, and then I walked away.
Just a little bit.
I couldn't quit watching. It's funny.
It is funny. Like, that would have been a good reality show.
Like, I'm not really into reality shows just because, like, it seems like now they're so scripted, they're just not reality anymore. But that, I don't know how you can script some. There is no scripting for what that video is.
They're naked.
They're real characters.
I mean, they legitimately mow naked. They cut down trees naked. They go do slip and slides in the middle of their park naked.
Mm. Naked.
But what's so funny when you look at that video and the idea that you're showing it like that and it's your uncle and all that kind of stuff is, like, to them, it's no big deal.
I know.
Like, to us, we're looking at it like, how are they possibly doing this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're in, like, a bar they have out there and they're all naked, drinking together. I mean, it's really different for us.
But the idea, think about any other business where Rodney's a friend of ours, so it's weird to say, like, you know, we have a business relationship, but we have more of a friendship than a business relationship. We do business together, but still, imagine any other business where somebody walks into your business and you pull up a nudity reality show to show them.
That's a good point. You're not
only
get
in
that.
A radio station can you do that.
You're
couldn't do that at the
right.
TV station.
No.
Well,
no.
Let me show you some nudity. But why is it okay in here?
I don't know.
Or is it just because it's us?
But the way the video's done, it's not.
It's almost like a in a way.
It's not pornographic.
Yeah, it's like a National Geographic thing.
Yeah.
Kinda.
It's not sexual at all.
No. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's really not. The way that they're portraying it, it's not like there's all these men and women out there and they're just like pieces of meat. It's not like that at all. It looks like a very, it wouldn't be my family atmosphere, but to each his own. You know?
But like when we talk to the guy on the phone, like I think, I would imagine from what we could tell from talking to that guy, what's his name?
I don't remember. Stuart, maybe yesterday?
I figured you'd know it, yeah. So when we talk to Stuart, the funny thing is I bet the application process of getting in there, I bet it's difficult. Like, I bet they put naked people in front of you and see if you have a reaction to it. Because I bet if you start reacting to it, they wouldn't let you in.
So maybe. If you have a reaction, you have to talk about the first thing that pops up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what if if you're one of those guys, like, you're going to apply and it starts doing something, they're probably not going to let you in. Because they don't want people to be out there that are just looking
natural,
to see people.
Though. I mean, there's good people that's going to happen to, even if they really want to be there and that's what they want their life to be. So how do they weed through those people?
Maybe it's the interview process. I would imagine there's an interview application process.
Yeah, there has to be. Background check, something.
Well, maybe. Most of those guys were elderly, so maybe they just don't have those.
The same urges.
Mm-hmm.
Hormones are down. Testosterone down.
Yeah, I didn't see a ton of younger, like people maybe younger than you and I. I didn't see anybody
our age
or
younger.
There
was one guy that was like maybe in his 30s, it looked like.
That's right. Yeah.
But then after that, it was like guys in their 50s, 60s, maybe even older.
Who just want to be out there naked.
Yep.
God, it's crazy to
free.
Me. Anyway, we're going to send David down there for a remote coming up in the next couple of weeks.
You're going to pay for my
10-hour
travel.
We're going on
travel.
A field trip.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, so you guys seen the body issue of ESPN, or at least some of it?
I scrolled through a little bit of some of it.
It's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah.
So essentially, they take these elite athletes who are physically like in this phenomenal shape,
yep.
and they show them again in very non-sexual type poses, but where you can see like the athletic form.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at people like, how do you even sculpt your body to look like that?
Well, when I was looking through it today, this morning, I was just like, it's amazing what the human body can do. Like, I'm not sitting there looking like, oh, these people are not. It's amazing, like you said, at the sculpting of the muscles. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
They're ripped.
Yeah, because like I see people even on, like, you know how on your Instagram account, you'll see like different people who pop up of like, you know, my friends who like this, like these kind of people. What do you call that? You should know type stuff. And you see these bodybuilders who are in this like really fantastic shape. And I get completely jealous of it. Like, how in the world do they get like that? Because I work out a lot and I try to, you know, get my body to look like that. It doesn't look like some of these people I see.
But these are people that are being paid to do this. You know, like it's their craft, it's their gift, it's what they do. And yeah, so, true. You know.
Well, if you think about a football player, they're going to have everything available to them.
Nutritionists.
They're going to have everything. All the nutritionists. They're going to have all the food they need.
Their chicken's going to taste good.
Right.
Yeah, and then, you know, whatever other things they need to put in their body, it's all going to be there for them.
Supplements, everything that. The new cutting edge of everything mm-hmm. that they're allowed to take.
And that's even starting in high school in some places, all the way through college to the pros.
Are you being serious?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, all that stuff starts at a very young age nowadays. Now, it's debatable on whether or not it should, but that's the way the world works right now.
Yeah, but like the stuff that's allowed would be the stuff that your body would naturally produce, proteins mm-hmm. and things like that.
I mean, I'm sure they're on like a 4,000 calorie diet, something crazy like that, so that way they can build that muscle and... Mm-hmm. You know, because you can imagine if they're doing 2 days in practices and training camp in the middle of the summer, they're burning off a ton of calories. So they have to probably eat 5,000 then. Yeah.
I like it, too, how they'll put the athletes in, like, their sport poses. Like, whatever their sport is, mm-hmm. that's what they have them doing. And I don't know. I just think that's neat.
It's cool. It really – and you're like, wow, I can't believe they can do that or they're mm-hmm. that strong or that physically fit.
Right.
Yeah.
You remember a fitness boot camp with Cornelius?
Yep.
Like, I'd always get aggravated. Cornelius Lovelace would come in, and, like, I would have to be dieting perfectly for weeks and weeks and weeks mm-hmm. to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And he was ripped.
Yeah,
right?
All
and
the time.
He'd come in, and, like, he'd be here, and, like, let's say there was a donut there. He'd eat a donut, and he'd eat a chocolate bar. He didn't care because he was burning so many calories.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it would drive me nuts. His body was just that machine
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's probably just working out so hard, though.
Well,
he'd have to worry about
at
it.
That time,
five or
was,
six
yeah.
classes a day.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's insane, isn't it?
And he led every one of them with the same energy. Like, he would start a class at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, and we'd do, like, the one that was 6 or 7 o'clock at
uh-huh,
night.
Uh-huh.
And he would still have that energy at the end of the night. It's pretty crazy.
Wow.
It's insane, isn't it? I
it
couldn't
really
do
is.
Anything like that.
So we went a couple days. Like, you know, we had Leslie's birthday was last week. We worked out most days last week, but maybe had 2 days off.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 4th of July holiday hit, and that was burgers, hot dogs, and all that. Am I crazy to think that I can see that in myself in just a couple of days of not working out?
Like,
or sometimes do you do that too? Like, you feel like you look better, and then 2 days later after you eat one or two bad meals, it's like, oh my gosh, I've gained it back.
It does seem like the gaining comes so much quicker than the losing.
And that drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. Because I was looking at myself, I was naked, and I was looking at myself... And I was like, look at that.
What were you?
Like, well, like a little spot. Like, the guy has the toughest spot on the waist, like the lower part of the waist. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like my main spot, at least.
What are you talking about, little spot?
Where the V's supposed to be?
Here, stand
like
up.
The muscle thing?
Yeah, like underneath the belly. But yep. Stand up.
I'll point to it.
Yeah, just point to it.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, don't touch me there.
That's the toughest part for me. Where's your toughest spot? Where do you gain?
Right here, my belly.
Mine's
high belly or low belly?
Right
underneath
here.
The belly or above it?
You hear it?
I hear it, but...
Patting it. It's low belly. It's like right in here. But
booty and legs is me.
And that's kind of like a lot of the girl mm-hmm. thing, right?
Yep.
Our bodies are just like storing fat in different ways, but mm-hmm. golly, I was aggravated at myself.
Yep.
It's okay.
But I was so tired that I didn't want to eat clean. Like on those days when I'm really tired and I need a nap... It's like, I'm not going to, I told my wife, I said, if I work out today, it's going to be because I don't want to work out. And then it's going to be a bad workout because I'm not trying as hard because I'm aggravated. I'm working out.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're so tired. It's like you have to eat clean and to eat well, you have to prepare it and then you have to cook it and then you have to clean up the dishes. Like you have to
really,
you have to have enough energy.
Right. And I didn't have it yesterday. I feel much better today.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have had breakfast. So the Rob Kardashian thing's a massive story. And the thing about this, in case you haven't heard the story, is he's, I guess, dating a girl named Blac Chyna. She's a rapper. They have a kid together. Rob Kardashian's a part of that family. Anyway, so she's cheating on him. He starts calling her out on social media, posting photos of her naked and all this different stuff. It's an awful story because they have a kid.
Right.
Right. And like, I don't know if he's even thinking about that because that's
probably not.
That's the kid's mother. And I realize that she's, you know, she might have wronged him, but still.
Well, and then she's sending him videos of her with this other guy.
Yeah.
Together.
Like making out.
And then he's posting that. Like,
it's
here
awful.
She is. This is what she's doing. But that's just, that's the his child's mom. And, you know, like.
And it's out there now forever.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a bad deal. And then, like, social media went crazy talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was going through and I was looking at some of the things, like, I guess there were the text messages that he had sent her asking for her to send some stuff, like for her to send him pictures.
Gosh.
Did you see those?
I haven't seen that.
Did you see what he sent? It was embarrassing. And then I started thinking, like, what if somebody just went through our phones and found the stuff that we text.
Oh, man.
Like, what if it all went to some kind of a place where every text we ever sent was stored somewhere?
That'd be
crazy.
Man,
somebody would be laughing hard at me.
At some funny stuff, yeah. Right? Or, like, you guys send flirtatious stuff.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm thinking. Like, what if I get a hold of that and they just send it all out?
Right, like what that. If?
Yeah.
Because it could be, like, but we don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we trust the person that we're with. And he trusted her.
Now, you've heard of those stories before, though. I've heard of a lot of those where the girl or even the guy may send some stuff in, and then all of a sudden it gets spread around to other people.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I mean, that kind of stuff, yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's a mess, right?
Because mm-hmm. you think you trust that person, then something bad happens in life, and those two aren't together anymore, and then all of a sudden the pictures start spreading out to everybody they know.
Because pretty much when you get into a relationship, most of the time, if you get into a relationship you're going to consider to be a real relationship, mm-hmm. you think it's going to go.
Yeah.
You think it's going to work.
Yep.
Nobody gets into a relationship and gets married and says, you know what, I bet this doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
At some point you thought that was going to work.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of getting in a relationship if you don't think it's going to work out?
Well, I'm not sure this is the one, but mm-hmm. yeah, there's no sense in having the actual relationship.
Yeah.
I was looking through some stuff on social media, and I sent my wife, let me show you the picture I sent her. You know how we have this dog thing right now? So Triple H and Stephanie McMahon have this dog
mm-hmm.
that is absolutely beautiful.
Is that a Turner and Hooch dog?
It's a Mastiff.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that dog just amazing?
Yeah, it is.
I don't
is.
Know if the word's beautiful, but amazing, I would say.
It's got
say.
One of those cute, scrunched up faces.
Yeah.
So he probably weighs, what, 150 pounds? He's a year
He's
old.
He's a big one.
But it's so cute, and it makes me want another dog. And we've had this conversation. It's like us with kids. When we see somebody's dog, we want another dog.
Yeah.
When my wife holds a baby, she wants to have another baby.
It's true.
That's a completely different
discussion.
My brother
just got a puppy, and he keeps sending me pictures, and now I want one.
Does it make you want mm-hmm. one? But we don't need it.
No, I can't have another one.
Why can't you?
Because I have two, and I don't even have a fence. Like, I have to walk them.
So it's a little bit of a mess.
Yeah.
So every morning you have to take your dogs out and physically walk mm-hmm. them. On a chain, or you walk out there with them? Will they listen?
I'm supposed to have them on a leash, but most of the time they listen, and they'll go out, and they'll go, and they'll come right back in, because they're not just big outdoor dogs. They don't care.
Yeah.
Well, see, our idiots, we have to take them out. We have a fence, and somehow they'll dig under the fence.
Yeah.
Isn't there something you can get to go underneath your fence?
Well, people say you can do chicken wire and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but I don't want it to look, you know, I don't know how to do it where it wouldn't look tacky.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And maybe
you could do one of those underground electric fences.
We looked into that.
Yeah.
Like, I was always against that stuff for so many years, thinking it might not be the most humane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, it's probably more humane than your dog running away and you know, getting hit by a car or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you're probably right. And it'd teach them a lesson. I doubt they do it more than, like, two or three
and
times.
And most of the time, yeah. it just shocks them once, and then they learn from that one shock. And the shock is, like, very, very minimal.
They're like, oh, crap, what is that? I need to go back over here.
Right.
So maybe it'd be a good thing for your dog so they don't run away.
Because Charlie's on the one, like, yeah, Nash can't get away because Nash is too big. But Charlie, man, he can squeeze through those little spots.
Well, he's kind of a tiny little dog.
I don't understand why he's so little. Like, why the other one's so, like, full dog and the other one's so skinny.
Is it?
They're actual
same
brothers.
Litter, brothers and everything.
So
maybe Charlie was the runt of the litter, though.
I don't think that has anything to do with it, because I had a cat that was the runt of the litter. It ended up being like 25 pounds.
Well, look at siblings, like literal human siblings. Look how different we all look.
Physically?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is that? I mean, maybe it's just a different genetic code inside one dog than the other.
David said genetic code.
There you go. You never know what you're going to get on the After Show podcast.
Yeah. I just took up my residency up here at Vet Care.
Thank you very much. You get your haircut at Vet Care.
Yep.
You'll take your residency there as well. We posted Throwback Thursday. Well, a couple of us did.
Kill it. I even posted one this go around.
It's the first time you've posted one in 2 years.
No, it's not.
So David looks, he's tiny in this picture.
I really
he is
am.
Little.
I'm on the other end of the spectrum from David because I'm at a bloated phase.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember back, this picture was probably 2012, I'm thinking.
Something along those lines.
2012 or 2013. TNA had come into the Convocation Center. Mm-hmm. We did this event the day prior at DQ Grill and Chill,
mm-hmm.
where we had two of the knockouts from TNA, Velvet Sky and Christy Hemme there. And we did the full radio station remote, and there were people lined up when we got there. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, we had to bring the girls through the back entrance of the restaurant and get them to their table. And, like, to me, because I helped to orchestrate the event and the promotion of the event, it was a big deal.
Yeah, I remember all that.
So I remember thinking, I want to look my best because I wanted to represent myself for the TNA company as well, because they were trusting me with their talent and with their promotion, all this stuff, mm-hmm. right? And they were thinking about hiring me at that point. So I wanted to be my best. When I look back on it, I wasn't at my best.
Well, you had on your collared shirt, which is...
Yeah, you look nice.
You dressed up.
I thought I looked nice. Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of sort of tucked in the front of your shirt.
No, but I didn't tuck it in.
I don't think he meant to do that.
My belly was just pushing it out far enough that I went... It's awful, y'all. And it looks like I have breasts.
Like because tiny little mosquito bites.
That's another spot where guys gain weight, below the belly button, yeah. and then we get boobs. Hmm. And you saw that in your nudist thing. There are a lot of men with boobs.
Oh yeah.
In your video, your nudist. Mm-hmm. Video.
Yeah, there are a couple.
So if I go back and I look at photos, because when we started the workout thing back then, mm-hmm. You take the before and after photo.
Was this one of those inspirational pictures? You look back on it like, man.
Yeah, I think it was. And then we did the hey, take the shirt off, and you're like, oh my goodness, this is awful. But I remember thinking that day, I look awesome. I'm in my white. I feel tan. I feel like I didn't feel fat at that point. I felt muscular, which is probably really huskular.
You know, huskular. When like offensive or defensive linemen are really they're strong guys, but they're super muscular, but they're also very big.
Because yeah. they eat a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was maybe, kind of like what.
It was just your Brandon bulking face.
Through. Yeah.
But it's so funny, to go back and think about how in that on that very day, I thought, man, I'm good looking today.
Yeah, you're right in between those two good looking ladies, and here you are, yeah.
Yeah, and then I look back on it like, oh my gosh.
What am I thinking?
I was representing myself. And then David looks like he's never even put 1 ounce of weight on.
Yeah, I look super skinny in that picture.
David looks like,
looks like he contoured his face.
It does.
Contoured, like. What? Put makeup on?
The shading
on?
And the makeup and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, I never did anything like that.
You know how on those dog commercials, and we saw one the other day, there was 5 minutes where the dog's in the shelter and you're getting sad and donating money?
In the arms of an angel.
That's what it was. I kind of feel like this picture, if we posted it, people would donate to David.
Maybe I need to put a link of a GoFundMe account on there.
I need
Feed
to
Dave.
Feed Dave.
What's it? Buy Dave a sandwich.
There was a song. Wasn't it Feed Jake? He was a good dog. Do you know the one? Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, it was...
Because it was if I die, I take care of my dog.
It was Dirk's Bentley, wasn't it?
Was it about... Yeah, because Dirk's had a dog named Jake, didn't he?
I don't think it's...
But
I don't think
Dirk's
he did
Bentley it. Did have a dog named Jake, and he was a family member, and they had him for 14
yeah,
years.
Yeah, it's the Pirates of the Mississippi.
Feed Jake. Way off.
Or Dirk's Bentley. He did a different version.
Well,
okay, here's what it sounds like.
Understand me. Now I lay me down to sleep. Yeah. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, feed Jake. He's been a good dog. My best friend. Right through it all. If I die before I wake, feed Jake.
Aww.
That song came out in 1990.
So let's picture that song with David and his picture on Instagram.
Feed Dave.
He's been a good boy. He's our co-host.
Feed Dave.
That's David on KFIN on Instagram. I put mine on Instagram and Twitter. Mine's Brandon on KFIN, and mine is pretty awful. My wife sent me a thing that said, why have I never seen this picture? And I never heard back from her again.
She's left.
This is 1995-ish, maybe 96. So I'm 19 years old, and it's just awful.
That's a cute dog, though.
Yeah, I don't even know what the dog is or whatever. I couldn't even tell you the name of the dog or anything.
You don't
anything.
Know whose dog it is?
Wow.
Did I borrow this dog?
For this picture.
But it's so funny because I'm so little. And I think about how, I remember people telling me, oh, you're in such great shape. But I really wasn't in great shape. I was just skinny, like Kai right now.
No, but you were in good shape, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you had abs, right?
But I think it was just, it wasn't because I worked for it. Mm. It was just I had it. Like, it wasn't because I worked out.
Is it because you were pretty athletic with the wrestling stuff?
Maybe that was part of it. And I think, like, I think we just were lucky with genetics, good genetics when I was young. Because, like, if I look back at pictures of my dad and my uncle, because they were twins, whenever they were kids, they kind of had that same type of build.
Yeah.
Like, and then as you get older, it expands.
Of course.
But it's just funny to go back and look at that. Because here I am. You can see my nipple. I got my nipple showing.
Yep.
Woo!
My All purple, about the nip.
My purple Mossimo hat.
Mossimo. I still don't know what Mossimo is.
It's just a brand.
Gold hoop earrings, a big, thick gold chain, Zubaz pants, long blonde hair that is supposed to be like, platinum blonde?
Yes.
But looks more like a shade of yellow?
It kind of looks like if you peed in the snow.
It kind of does. My hair looks like snow pea.
Yeah, yes. That's a perfect way to look at it. Snow pea.
But like, you guys know what I look like when I put a hat on, because you both will say, oh, just put a hat on, it won't look that bad. And as soon as I do it, what happens?
We giggle.
Because it looks...
No, but it's because you do this face.
Yeah, you make a big deal about putting a hat on. You do this, like,
your eyes get real big, and then your shoulders come up. Like, you pose funny when you're in a hat. That's why it's funny.
And because it doesn't look right with me being bald. Like, some people can be bald and wear a hat and look great.
No, I mean, I think it's a fine look, no matter if you have hair or not. So I think you need to try wearing hats more.
I wish I could find that Mossimo
Maybe
hat.
You should wear a visor.
Oh, that would look real smart.
My gosh, if you put a visor on. I have a visor, if you want to wear it.
But
it's an A-State visor.
It shows that you're proud of your head, and you have a visor.
You would have the strangest tan if you ever wore a visor. Because think about it. You would have the tip of your head. And then you'd
look like a halo.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. You could be like Beyonce.
Thank you. No, it's so funny though to think back, like, because I remember like the Bret Michaels thing, and I guess he just played Magic Springs. But when we were at Magic Springs last week, we saw the big picture of Bret that he was going to be playing down there.
Right.
And like, you know, he had long hair, the long blonde hair, but he had the, what do you call that? It's almost like a do-rag.
He kind of has like a bandana.
Bandana
on
the front.
And then, the cowboy hat.
Like, I always wish I could have pulled that off. If I could go back and have hair, I would have that hair.
So you wish you could be Bret Michaels.
Kind of.
Yeah, you could have done, because you were from Texas, you could have done a cowboy hat and do-rag.
But I can't do it now.
Sure you can.
Like, if you could have any different hair and you weren't afraid to change it, what would you do?
I just want it to be longer.
Who has good hair, like, to you?
Your wife has
you
awesome
think so?
Hair.
And she
yes.
wants to cut it. David, if you could change your haircut to any like star's hair.
I don't know. That's a good question. Who do you think I would look good as? Like, what kind of hairstyle?
Do you see him as a Leonardo DiCaprio?
That's what I've always thought. Like, older.
You consider yourself like Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, like, I wish I could like get my hair like Leo had it early in his career. Not so much now, because he's kind of losing his hair.
He is?
I mean, he has less hair. He has less hair than he had before.
Is it because he got it cut?
Maybe it's because he's getting older.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably it.
So you would like Leonardo DiCaprio hair?
Early in his career.
Which is kind of, it was up a little bit and back.
It was a little wavy, wasn't it?
It was almost like Vanilla Ice.
Not vanilla. I don't want hair like vanilla. Why'd you bring that?
Well, I mean, you've done the Justin Bieber already.
Yeah,
I kind of sort of did the Justin Bieber. I didn't really do it well.
So, when you were in school, because we've seen pictures of you in school,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of like you just had hair.
Yeah, I never really did anything with it ever. I never brushed it. It was like, got out of the shower, dried it off with my towel, and I was done.
Did other people from Wiener have hairstyles, or was it kind of like y'all didn't really do the hair thing that much?
The Bieber thing was really, really big, and like,
because you'd see all the boys like doing the
It was like 2007, 2008. That was huge.
Has Bieber been around that long?
Well, that was, I mean, it was before Justin Bieber was popular. He just kind of took it on because he was like the guy who was known for it at that point. Because that was like 2009.
So you're saying you had Bieber hair before Bieber was known?
Everybody did, and then I want to say it kind of went to a short phase for a while with a lot of people, like around 2009, 2010, it kind of got shorter.
And then you went grunge, Dave, as you were graduating.
It was not really grunge.
Grunge, Dave.
I had my
goth
hair pretty,
Dave. Was it goth?
I never had any like goth.
Was that
stages
back when you spray painted your hair black?
Yes.
No, that's none of that.
So Mallory Jordan from KIT went to school with you.
Yeah.
She have the Bieber hair?
No, she was a girl. She didn't have the Justin Bieber hair. It's basically what it is now.
Looks the same.
Yeah.
Like girls' hairstyles, some girls don't want to change it. Yeah. Like if we said, hey, Kelly, we want to do a new billboard. We need you to look different.
Mine's been the same just about my whole life.
Like if I said, I think you should do bangs.
Bangs take so long to grow out.
Bangs are tough. Bangs are really tough.
I think they're tough too.
There's only been a couple of girls that I think could really, really pull it off.
Like who?
Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, she's kind of known for having bangs.
Mm-hmm. She's like the person I think of. But other than that...
Like, I have long bangs, but they're not the kind that I, you know, come right across my forehead.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tougher hairstyle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The movie Get Out, what was her name in that...
Oh, it's Allison Williams?
Yeah, yeah. She pulls it off pretty well, too.
I think she's pretty, too. Mm-hmm. I think she's really pretty.
Yeah, she had the whole bangs look in that movie, and I think she looked good.
Did Catherine McPhee do bangs?
Maybe.
Remember, she was on American Idol at one point, then she went on and did a couple of TV shows or something. Taylor Swift with bangs.
Yeah, she looks pretty cute. She looks pretty mm-hmm. good.
But she can also wear the high-waisted bikini bottoms and look really pretty.
I mean, she like,
I'm looking at
anything.
This, like, Jessica Alba can pull it off. Sandra Bullock pulls it off.
Jessica Biel did a pretty good job with
Selena
it, too.
Selena Gomez pulls it off. Reese Witherspoon. I mean, it just depends. And I know a lot of women will do it just because it hides lines, like wrinkles.
No way.
Yeah. Dead Golly. Serious.
So what's one of the things my wife will say about herself? Like, oh gosh, I'll need Botox eventually because of these lines. Like, I never pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. Do we
see it. And because plus we
put
on.
Oh my gosh.
Shut up. We put on makeup.
Oh, I notice it now.
We put on makeup every day. And some of the things that you try to find in makeup is like how to cover up your pores or your lines so your makeup goes on like smoother. Because a lot of times, like, your makeup will get in these lines, and then you can see the makeup in the lines.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Do I have them, like, if I'm just looking at you, do I have the lines? Yeah. You're not going to offend me.
You do.
I can see them.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
You look like the song.
And then a lot of girls get Botox.
It reminds
right here.
Me of the Zac Brown Band song.
What song is that?
My Old Man.
Thank you, idiot.
My Old Man.
Mitch Mayhem. Mitch Mayhem. So, I like, legit. So you can see him?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like they're protruding or anything.
It's going to drive me nuts now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't look like it's not taking over your face.
Like, I never notice it, y'all.
But with you being bald.
Oh, there it is.
With you being bald, though, you can see them a lot better. Grow your hair back out.
Yeah, good luck. You know what's funny?
Wear a toupee.
Get hair implants.
My grandfather had, did I tell you my grandfather had a toupee?
You might have told us that.
Didn't you say you were scared of it?
We're terrified of it. Because, like, if you go back, and I'll bring in pictures. Like, my grandfather was bald when I was born, and then when I was two, he had a full head of hair.
There you go.
And, like, that's he had the horseshoe thing, right?
Yeah.
So he got the thing. I don't know if he got a deal on it or got a barter or trade or something like that, but it was at the top of their closet in their old house in Dallas, in this two-story house. And I can still remember, because I remember going in there and we'd peek at it. It was almost like Christmas gifts. You know how you knew where they were, so you go look at them every day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'd go and look at Pop's hair on a mannequin head because he had one of those styrofoam mannequin heads at the top of the closet with just a toupee. And of course it wasn't on the sides because he didn't need it on the sides.
Did you ever put it on?
Oh, no. We were scared to death that we wouldn't touch it or anything. Because Pop, if he knew we were looking at it.
Would y'all giggle though?
Oh, we'd laugh like it was the funniest thing on earth.
Yep.
But it's funny now that I go back, I've never really noticed the lines on my forehead. I wonder when they start. Is that something you always have?
Do
or
I
is
have
something
them?
Is aging?
Yeah. I mean, like.
No, I don't see anything.
No.
I don't know.
Do but like, raise your eyebrows.
Well, then you can.
Yeah.
Like for women, where we start noticing them is our smile lines right here. So when you're not smiling, those lines, and then the lines right above your nose, so like your scowl.
Yeah,
and
I have that too.
And then these.
The crow's feet too.
And then the crow's feet, which are the.
Which one bothers you the most?
I would say my forehead and right here, just because I feel like that's what would age me. That ages me the most.
That's so funny that the forehead thing, because like, I don't think I've never thought about it.
The smile
ever.
Thing didn't bother me yet, just because I'm like, you know what? It didn't bother me that people know that I smile and laugh a lot. Like, those lines are there because I'm happy, you know?
Right.
But like the other ones, these are like, I call them like worry lines. You know, they just look like you're worried or scowled. You know, it's like they're scowl lines.
That's so funny though, because I've never thought about it.
Mm-mm.
And I've never noticed that he doesn't have them.
Well, I just probably opened up another
now all you'll do is look
insecurity.
At people. Yeah, great.
People,
sorry.
Thank you.
When you meet people, you're going to see their foreheads.
Now you're
now.
Just
going
to see foreheads.
You're going to look at people like this.
No, I'm never going to move my eyebrows. I need mine to be stuck where they don't move. Can you see them? If I'm just looking ahead.
Yeah.
Son of a.
It looks normal though. If we didn't see them.
Yeah, they kind of go away. Like if you lower. Well, then you kind of have like a butt forehead.
If we didn't see him, your head would look fake.
It would.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Should I shave?
No.
No, keep your beard.
It's not really a beard, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's just stubble.
You can see it. That's, I think
But this is longer than stubble.
Stubble, like mine.
Yeah,
no,
it is a little
mine,
longer.
Mine is
Because I can
kind
of see it, like, on the side.
Trim it up. Yep. Don't shave it all off. Just trim it up. That's what I need
trim
to do
it
with this.
Where?
I need to shave this.
Where do I trim it?
Just trim it to make it shorter, to make it really look like stubble.
So it needs to be shorter.
Like, if I could have permanent stubble and it never grow, that would be perfect for me. I would love to have the stubble that's all across my face.
I took a picture with my wife. Let me show you this at Fourth Fest. And we took, like, it was just like we were hanging out. The fireworks are about to go off. And
it looks, yeah.
But the way the lighting is, it makes it look like I have a two-colored, like I've dyed part of my beard.
It looks like you only have a beard on one side.
That's funny.
Isn't it weird?
And then it's gray right there.
I do think there's gray right here.
Yeah,
but I kind of like
no
the
thinking.
Gray.
I like Joey when he has a little bit of stubble, and then he has a little bit of gray right here, and I like it.
See, I like it on me too, mm-hmm. but I have such light hair.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about me having that, like I'm worried about the lines, but not worried about the gray. I guess I'm just glad I can grow hair anywhere.
But you've seen online so many women, like that's like a trend right now, are like loving gray. Steve Carell, all those guys.
Anderson Cooper,
George Clooney.
That are going gray naturally and they're like, you know, super hot. There you go.
Do you think it's funny when you look back on people like let's say Bill Dundee or Jimmy Hart or Jerry Lawler or any of those guys who have had that same look on TV, the same color hair? There's no way their hair's still black.
Yeah.
Right? No. They have to do stuff to it. Have to.
But if they didn't, I mean, like, think about if we saw Jimmy Hart or Bill Dundee walk in with white hair.
Yeah, it'd be weird. You'd be
it would be totally weird.
It would freak everyone out.
So it's almost like they have to keep the thing going.
The whole persona, I think.
So, like, if I live here the rest of my life, will I always need to be bald? Like, even if I stop doing radio? Because I'm so identified with that now.
Well, if I, let's say, 20 years down the road, we're not doing the show, and I run into you at Target, and I see you with a horseshoe, I will lose my mind laughing.
You would, right?
I would.
And it's 20 years later.
Yes.
I'm 60 years old.
I wouldn't be able to handle it.
That would be your David Letterman moment. Like,
and
the
minute
he left the Tonight Show or whatever, and he grew his beard out and looked like Santa, that'd be you. You have a long horseshoe that goes down to like your butt crack.
I'd never do that.
And what would the actual color of your hair be? Because I know that you used to dye it.
Well, no. Leslie was looking the other day because I let it grow out a little
like
bit.
Like a dirty blonde?
Well,
like
she thought some parts looked real light and then some parts looked darker.
Hmm.
Like it's hard to figure out what it would
be. So kind of like my hair maybe?
Maybe.
Like so a sandy blonde.
If you grew your hair out, we would look alike.
But like if my hair, maybe. If my hair goes
y'all
gray.
Y'all would look like father and son.
But like if it was gray or white. Shut up. Would it be bad?
I'm
like,
trying
still,
to
you
imagine
still, you,
you
still
with
see,
white hair.
You could still see dark stubble now if I let it go too long.
Why don't you let it grow out for a couple months to see what happens?
Just for 2 weeks.
No.
Please.
2 months.
No.
3 months.
No, because you're telling me you would laugh in 20 years. Think about what you'd laugh like in 2 months.
Yeah, but it's like we see you every day, so it'd be a slow process of us getting used to it. So it'd be different.
So then, like, think about the people who see me at the A-State games.
They wouldn't know who you are. They'd be like, man, that guy looks a lot like, remember that Brandon Baxter?
What the heck happened to him?
Then you say your name, and they think it's some kind of, like, guy impersonating you.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're probably going to have the same haircut for a long time.
Yeah, as long as I have some hair, I'll just keep growing it out and getting to... Why'd you look at me like that?
Okay.
As long as I have, like, I mean... Women, like our, it's not like our hair just keeps growing lustrous forever.
Right.
Why are you making that face at me?
I know sometimes hair will thin.
Yeah.
Does every woman go through that or is that just depending on genetics?
I have decently thick hair, but it doesn't grow like it used to. It really doesn't. Like I literally have been growing out my hair for 3 years now and it's the same.
Oh my goodness.
It's the same
really?
Length. Yeah.
All right. So, we probably should go. Hope you guys enjoyed the after show. Again, we have a little bit, like we start with some things that we could talk about. We had no idea we were going where we went.
Yeah, it always ends up somewhere.
Rabbit hole.
So, what?
Rabbit hole or wormhole?
I guess, I've heard both.
See, don't look at me like that, like I just said something crazy.
Two things. First of all, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Second of all, both is a word. It doesn't have an L in it.
Both.
I've always said both. B-O-L-T-H. I can't say, it's hard for me to say both.
You just got it.
Both. I have to both. Really emphasize, though, both. So I just say both.
Both.
So if both you're, of you. If you were going to go into, like, Superman, he's going to change clothes. He's going into a what?
It'd be a telephone booth. Booth. That one doesn't bother me.
You can say booth.
But, booth. But, both. Both. You probably do it, too. Say both.
Both.
Both. I'll just say both.
So we both were out there and we had a good time.
Both. We both were out. See, we both
Did you
were
see out. His tongue?
We both were out there.
It's Your weird. Tongue's out of control.
We both were out there. It's hard for me to say. We both were out there. We both were out there.
Even so if you're going to go down to hijinks and you're going to roll the ball, what are you doing?
Bowling. I can say Wait, that.
It should have an L in it.
Yeah.
Bowling.
Say both.
Both.
Give me a sentence.
I love both of you.
Tell me you love me.
I love both. I love both of you.
See y'all later.